Well, many congratulations. To win by 4 seconds and to go first in the jump off, presumably that's exceeded your wildest expectations.
Yeah, I didn't even think I was going to get through to the jump off, and let alone win the whole competition.
So how were you? Did you approach that? When you're going first, it's always difficult. So what were you told before you went into the jump off?
Well, I was sort of thinking, I knew where the turns were, and I know he's quick on the flat anyway, so I thought I'd only have to do one of the two, and I sort of eyed them up when I went in and picked the first one, and then he executed it perfectly, so I just raced around the rest of the course and hoped for the best.
But to win, I mean, coming to the Horse of the Year show, what does it mean to you? Is it a sort of dream moment?
Yeah, I can't speak. I'm on cloud nine right now. It's amazing.
But it's a long road to get here.
Yeah.
So the process of getting here, was it just always take... talk us through the year you've had to get here.
Well, he's just a bit of a nutcase horse, and he runs off my adrenaline. So every time we go in the ring, it's sort of... at this height, it's a risk because he doesn't really jump over a metre. So to come to a big final and jump at 110 is just out of his capability at the normal competitions. He just doesn't like doing it.
So how did you get it right? What was your mindset this morning, knowing that the horse is, as you say, a bit quirky?
Yeah, I just wanted to come here and go through the curtains, and if he got over the first fence, I would be happy. So to get around both sets of courses and to win is just amazing.
So with this horse now, can jump 110. So what are you thinking?
I'm going to stick to the metres because 110 at home is a bit pushing it for him.
Yeah. But for you, just to achieve this, what does this feel like? Sum it up.
I can't. It's just amazing. I'm ecstatic, really. Yeah.